Hello, listeners. I'm back again. Today's topic is going to be human resource / human resource manager. And if you're not familiar, I mean, everybody should be familiar with some type of human resources or manager, because you should have had some kind of contact with them if you've ever been employed. Everybody should know the basic functions of human resources, which is to promote, recruit, train, evaluate, hire, employee relations, performance appraisals, benefits, just to name a few things. But one key rule that I want you to note is the human resource or resource manager is the middle person between the company and employees. Think about that. One of their key role is to either limit or eliminate lawsuits between the employee and the company before it arises. Think about that. Human resources is there to protect the company. I'm going to say that again. Human resources or resource manager is there to protect the company. If you think human resources is your friend, oh, somebody's car alarm's going off. But let's not get distracted. If you think human resources is your friend, think again. If you run in there telling human resources everything that's going on in the company, of course, they are going to reward you. But also, you will be the first to let go if something comes up between human resources and you. You're going to be the first to be let go. Think about that. Now, a great human resource manager is someone that you think is cool, that seems so down to earth that you just talk, tell everything to. And, well, you tell them everything going on in an organization, which they would normally not have access to because of their, I wouldn't say limited position, because they're not at every place in the organization at all times. Now, if you tell them everything that you know, that Susie told you, that Michael told you, that Johnny told you, that Karen told him. Now, human resource knows, okay, well, this happened this day. Even though I wasn't there, I'm going to wait for Johnny to tell me. But then when Johnny tells me, I'm going to let Johnny know, I know XYZ happened this way. It didn't happen XYZ way that you're telling me. So just be mindful of that. Human resources is not your friend. They are there to eliminate lawsuits and things before they arise, or try to eliminate them before they arise. And if it's a good human resource manager, I'm pretty sure they could talk to people and get them to throw lawsuits out, just because they bring that down to earth, that they're really caring for this person spirit to them. They can get it pretty much abolished, throwed out, whatever you want to call it. Now, a human resource person that thinks they have someone under their thumb, but really don't, who really knows why the human resource manager is there, tend to irk the human resource manager because they figure out, oh, well, I didn't have them under my thumb after all, because I noticed this, that, and the third. Okay. So then they try to play hardball. They try to do things like, let's say you get into it with an employee. They call y'all and they talk to y'all face to face. You don't write nothing down. You don't turn in no kind of paperwork. You just tell your side of the story. That employee tell their side of the story. And who's ever right or wrong, they're going to be right or wrong. Human resources banking on you not writing statements. So if something comes back and you be like, well, we had that meeting that day and we talked about it, you know what that human resource manager is going to say? What meeting? What meeting? I don't recall that. So it's best that you cover yourself. So since y'all had a face-to-face, you could have followed up with an email or phone call. I mean, not phone call, a text message. Preferably an email, because you can blind carbon copy yourself to that email. Say something along the lines, I'm glad that we had a chance to go over what happened XYZ day, that you got to hear my side of the story, and you email it to them, they can't deny it. Now, whether they respond to it is totally up to them. But you know, if you send emails to them and they normally get the emails, you know they got that email. So that's some of the things that you could do. Stop telling the human resource manager everything that's going on in a company that they normally wouldn't have access to. Let's say Johnny dating Susan. Human resource manager wouldn't know that unless they were there and caught them, because Susan works in this part of the company, Jake works in the other part of the company. Human resource manager wouldn't know that. But because Pauletta decided to tell that, and now the human resource manager knows. Just know that the human resource manager is not your friend. I cannot stress that enough. It's okay to laugh and joke with them, but don't give them too much. You know, give them the surface. Don't give them too much, because they could use that against you in the end. So, what do you think on this selection of human resource manager? Do you think I touched all the bases, or just some of the bases, or did I just sum it all up in a whole? What are your thoughts on this topic of human resource management? Elaborate to what I had. Send me a message stating what are your thoughts on it. yeah, just get back at me. Send me your elaboration on your thoughts of what human resource management is. I guess I pretty much summed it. To me, I summed it up pretty much in a whole. But it could be some topics and things that I have missed. I am human. I make mistakes. I miss things. Sometimes I need a little correction. And there is a way to do that. Just let me know.